Hi, guys. Welcome to Beauty Bites with Dr. K. And it's Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. You guys are learning all the tips and tricks for how to take care of yourself inside and out. And today, this is episode 2. I'm really excited to introduce you to my cast of characters at the office. And we're going to start with Nurse Val. Say hi, Val.
Hi, Val.
So, Val, you were in the Navy.
I was in the Navy for 8 years. I was a hospital corpsman. I got out as a third class petty officer, which I don't know if many of you who were active duty or do know about the military. It's in the medical field. So I kind of got out and did the whole RN thing, and I got my degree. I'm not licensed in California yet. I know everybody else who's on there listening as an RN is like, why would she go through all that and not get her license? I'm still kicking myself and just having a little...
Heck no, she's my savior sent from God. So. Thank God she's still here with us. So Nurse Val keeps us ship shape. She's an element of reality and humor and fun and love, and she takes care of all of us. So we love Val.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm so glad you're still with us. And this is Omar. Everyone say hi to Omar Baker. Omar.
Hello. Nice to meet you all.
He's in high school. He's amazing. Don't let his charming, deep, masculine voice surprise you. He is how old?
I'm 16 years old.
16, and he is the incredibly talented guy who's helped me so much with the website, my before and after pictures, and our lip plumping study, and our platelet-rich plasma study. So he's doing a great job. This guy, what do you do for UNICEF, Omar?
I'm on the UNICEF USA National Council, so I'm able to represent the United Nations and help advocate for children worldwide.
That's incredible. And he's only 16, and he went to the World Health Organization for UNICEF, and he presented to them. And Val, how did he come to our office? It was crazy.
It was like random email I received, and his cover letter, what really grabbed me, which I talked about a couple of days ago, is that we have not had pad thai, and I love pad thai. And he put it in his cover letter. It was like, a day hasn't gone by that I have not had pad thai. And I was like, oh, I love this kid. He's just so honest, so open. And it's like, it was a really impressive resume that I saw. And I was like, I remember at 16, I think I barely put away my Barbies and stopped pretending to be the Pink Power Ranger. So I was just really impressed by all that he has done. And then he showed up one day and he was like, hey, I was like, oh, yeah. So he just started working with us, and it's just been a great
member of the team. And we have lots of great members of the team. So anybody who wants to be an intern, I'm always an advocate for teaching women and guys. But I really want to be a mentor to smart young people. And so, yeah, that was impressive. He just emailed out of the blue and said he wanted to work in a plastic surgery office. And here he is, because he loves pad thai. And that really stood out to us.
Pad thai tonight.
And then meet Haonani, my cute little peppy, super smart ball of energy, Harvard Westlake trained, charming traveling intern.
And where did you travel to?
So I've been to Sri Lanka and Germany, and up next I'm going to Japan and Taiwan.
Wow. And she's learning how to deliver babies. And she's so young too, only 17. So today we thought we'd get together and just introduce our office staff. So that's half the crew. The other half you'll meet in future episodes. And what should we talk about? It's almost Valentine's. Silence.
Omar, do you have... We just found out that Omar has a girlfriend. And I don't know. I have cousins who are about your age. And I'm like, do you know how to wipe your butt? It's like, I mean, his girlfriend does. I'm just, what are you getting her?
You know, I'm thinking about getting her Dr. K's lip plumper.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Gratuitous plug. But Omar worked really hard on this lip study.
He did. He did a
so
really
Omar,
good
hope
job.
You benefit from the 20% volume and information of your girlfriend's beautiful lips.
Beneficial.
So for those of you who don't have anyone to hang out with on Valentine's Day, take heart, because I think like half of the world does not. And it's such a commercialized, overpopularized holiday. I do love hearts and decorations, but I do think it's very overrated. That's being said from someone who's been married for 20-something years and has 4 kids, and I'm like kind of over the romantic phase. But for those of you who are wide in it, I just want to remind you some beauty tips for your Valentine's to have the best possible Valentine's Day. Some really critical things are taking care of your face and lips and neck. So we're going to talk about, let's talk about lips, cheeks, and necks. Yay. All right, so tips for your cheeks. Any tips, Val?
I think a really big tip and probably really good idea that I know a lot of us have problems with is sleeping on your back. So, you know, when you sleep, you know, like I know that I'd really try to sleep on my back and try not to sleep on my face so we can, you know, not have those lines. But at about 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm just like, I just want to be comfortable. I just want to go to sleep. I got to wake up in like 4 hours. I don't care. And so I end up sleeping on my face anyways. But we do have a pillow. That MV pillow, I think.
There's a couple pillows out there on the market. So one of the tips I have for patients is not only is it good for your face, but also good for your neck to use a pillow that slightly extends your neck. And the NV pillow is a good one. And I'm coming out with my own pillow, of course. And I do really recommend a satin or silk pillowcase.
Really good for not just your face, but like your hair. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll have less.
It's excellent. So you get a lot less hair breakage. And then sleep lines are the enemy. If you think about how heavy your head is, the average human head, no kidding, weighs about like a bowling ball, 10 to 15 pounds. And then putting pressure, I can always tell which side of the face a person sleeps on. When you come and visit me, yes, you can tell. You can tell which side has more sagging, which side has more drooping. And side sleepers, unfortunately, you get a lot of that. You get crinkling around the crow's feet and the temples. So always try to fall asleep on your back and try to maintain that. And using the proper pillow is going to help a lot. Yes, that's a good tip for cheeks. One other tip is that your cheeks are probably the most important part of your facial beauty. Like when you come and see me for your beauty eval, I'll do a whole beauty plan for you, but very often it starts with, if you have a limited amount of money to fix your face, I think put your cheeks in their proper position because that really is the foundation of the face. So 70% of your facial beauty comes from your cheeks and their positioning. And then as you age, you get atrophy and thinning of those facial fat pads. And one thing I always do is show patients Nani's cute cheeks and temple because she's got the beautiful facial fat that gives lift and kind of a rounded concave temple. It's so important to preserve your beauty. Please. Go on.
Well, I think that when a lot of women come in, it's one of those spots that they don't really notice immediately is their temples. But again, yeah, Dr. K is right. When you look at younger girls, immediately their faces look a little bit more round and not as hollowed.
Yeah, it's so true. And that's some, you can evaluate your face by looking in the mirror and kind of dividing it into the thirds. So upper third, what aging changes do you see? And often it's wrinkles in the brow, but the other hidden spot is your temples. And then middle third, it's really important to look at cheeks and under eyes. And then lower thirds, we start to see the jawline changing with the mandible and the chin changing with age and jowling starting. So if you're a person who comes in to see me and I notice that you have some heaviness around your mouth, I'm going to right away look to lift your cheeks. So if you have limited dollars to fix your face, it's Valentine's Day. I say, love yourself, fix your face, save your dollars, and definitely think about treating your cheeks, right? And Omar, are you going to let some MediSpa injector put filler in your nasolabial folds when you have heavy lines around the mouth?
Of course not. We get a lot of patients come in and with a lot of botched injections, and I think it's important to see a prime injector like Dr. K, who has a
lot of... God, you sound like a commercial. He's not even reading from...
I've heard it so many times. It's true. It really is.
No, it really is. And we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago when we were doing, we did Botox on my masseters. Yes. And I remember one of the first, when I first started working here, we got a patient in. She was actually for, it was a medical patient, not cosmetic at all. And she went to a medi spa to have Botox injections in her masseter muscles. And I guess they injected the wrong place. And she had a really dry mouth. Like, it was starting to create halitosis, and it was really bad situation for her. So they, I guess her doctor had recommended her to see an ENT, and we were at the top of her list. So she came in, and, you know, we were able to help her, but that was just so eye-opening. Like, you know, some people go and they're like, oh, yeah, that, you know, this medi spa or that spa, they're having Botox specials, but you really got to be careful about who you're letting inject your face, because although Botox can wear off in 3 or 4 months, like, that's 3 or 4 months of damage that you can do to your teeth. Like, you're in that amount of time, your teeth can decay. You can have really bad, like, ulcers. Like, it's a really bad situation you're putting yourself in if you don't go and find a good doctor.
Bad self-esteem. Like, geez, I've seen so many dropped brows and eyelids that are paralyzed or weak from Botox that's incorrectly placed. So, by all means, please don't use a Groupon for your face. And I tell patients, like, would you use a Groupon and go for the cheapest haircut and, you know, highlights in the city? Because that's what you're after, is super cheap hair highlights. Like, no, you go to your really great hairstylist that gives quality good work. And it's similar for your face. It's more important for your face, actually. Yeah, so I always tell patients, try to see a physician if you can. There are many good nurse injectors out there. But the facts are the facts. Like, we do a lot more anatomy and skills training. So that's super important. Secret tip. Next secret tip is all about the lips. So how much volume do your lips lose in a decade? Does anybody know the answer?
20%?
20% is close.
25.
Nope. The other way.
I was going to go like 10.
10. About 10% of their volume is lost about every 10 years. So do nothing and stay super natural, and your lips are slightly going to shrivel and atrophy slightly. But using a good product like my Lip Plump that has peptides that increase the collagen and ceramides to soften, that's one simple thing to do. The other thing is just to try not to look at filler as the enemy, because there's so much bad filler out there in the lip world, right? So especially if you guys are not all living in California, but us in California, we see lots of Hollywood wives and lips on TV and overdone Lisa Rinna lips and
name dropping. Really bad.
We all know she's had her lips done. But the secret, I think, to good filler is to have lips done so that they look natural, and even if they're super voluptuous, to have them done in a gradual manner so they don't look overblown and rubbery, because I don't like that look. Does anybody like that look?
We've had a couple patients come in. I mean, and granted, you were right, like, having, everybody has their own perception of what beauty is, and I mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right?
Yeah,
right?
That's right,
I guess.
It's hard to be a beauty critic, because I appreciate beauty in many forms. And I agree with Val. Like, we see people every day who want little tweaks done that we may not agree with, but they really want in their heart of hearts. And I'm all about helping people. But I also want to remind everybody, like, classic aesthetics of beauty, you can never go wrong with. You never want to make your face into a trend, or because when that trend goes out of style, you'll be stuck with some of that.
that trend I just got in my head. Like, I saw, like, late last year, like, it was the wavy eyebrow trend. I don't know if anybody else see that. I was like, really? Let's just not talk about 2017, because that was just a really bad year.
That's right. Val and I have daughters, and she has a, I have a 12-year-old. You have a
daughter. She just turned 11 last week.
Yes.
So 11 going on, like, 18.
They're super cute, and they still listen to us, and they still want to talk to us.
She still wants to spend a lot of time with me, which I'm, like, holding on to, because I know in the next coming years she's going to be all about her friends and wanting to go to the mall, and, oh my God, my mom's so not cool, and I have to tell her all the time, I'm like, I'm super cool. Yes. She just doesn't even know.
They just don't know how cool Val is. But I also have 16-year-old, 18-year-old, and I have all these women around me that I have to be a role model for. So I always want to be the voice of reason, and I love a beautiful, sexy, plump lip, and I think I do some good ones. But I think it's also important to ground people. Like, if you want the fuller lip, to go ahead and do it in stages. So one of my secrets is do one syringe per month till you reach your goal size, and then maintain that with a syringe every 6 months. And another secret is all these women on Instagram have 2 to 3 syringes on their lips. So for those of you poor girls out there that are like, you're coming into my office and saying, I want a syringe and I want to look like those lips. When you point to those lips on those Instagram makeup model pages, I'm sorry to tell you they have 2 to 3 syringes in their lips. And it's becoming so ubiquitous that the human brain is now morphing so that we think that the new norm is to have a 2-syringe face, really. Like, 1 syringe is the baseline. 2 is like what, you know, the sexy, beautiful average model has. And 3 is what's real obvious, like the Kylie lip.
I think what some people aren't remembering or understanding is that there's actually, like, it's 1 cc of filler, and people like freak out. They're like, oh, I don't think I need a whole syringe. And it's like, well, your mouth is pretty wide, so you got a big mouth. You can handle it. But I've told people before, like, your lips can definitely hold 1 whole syringe of filler, and between the top and your bottom lip, like, it'll look nice. I think it'll look I think it just scares people because they think, like, oh my God, I don't want to look like, I don't end up on botched. So, which I think if you guys just grasp, like, how much the syringe is in a
yes.
cc.
Imagine that you're holding a plastic teaspoon over your lips. We all have had plastic teaspoons. So one of those teaspoons holds 5 syringes of filler. And you know that plastic spoon easily covers your upper and lower lip. Your upper lip can hold 2.5 syringes and your lower lip 2.5 syringes if you want that really nice puckered volumized lip. So the average woman doing 1 syringe is going to look gorgeous. You'll get 20% improvement of your lip shape and volume, maybe 30%. And then 2 weeks after your injection, when the swelling goes down, you might be, like, slightly disappointed, like, wait, it looked so good right after the initial fill. But that, yeah, the swell is, like, such a fun, sexy part of it. But when the swell goes down, that's kind of the baseline of what you have. And that we expect that. These fillers are made of a product that's a gel, and in order for the gel to be injected, it has to be somewhat solubilized, and when all the saline is absorbed, that's what's left over. So kind of plan ahead and budget to do 1 syringe per month. It's very common that people maybe don't achieve their goal lips till they hit their 2nd syringe, and I think with 1 syringe, I can do a lot. That's a great, you know, easy start. If you're scared of getting your lips done, try the lip plump. That's like getting a syringe of Vobella. Vobella is one of the most super gentle, easy fillers. It just looks like a glossy, fresh pout, and it goes down real quickly, and that's really great for a professional businesswoman. Juvederm, what would you say? We do Juvederm, we do Restylane, we do Vobella, we do Voluma, we do all the fillers, which is the hallmark of a good injector, is they have tried all the fillers and they use them all. And I would say, what would you say, like more than half of our patients use Juvederm on their first time lip filler.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think so. I think it depends on the kind of look that they're going for, you know. I always recommend, you know, like, I always divide our fillers up into, like, what I consider our yogurt and pudding type of fillers, and then ones that create more volume, like, you know, lift or...
Wait, say that again. Yogurt pudding.
I know, right? That's I mean, funny. I had... So we work with a wide variety of fillers. We have 3 different companies that we work with, and they all give their own type of results, I guess. So I divide them up, and I have, like, our thinner fillers. So, like, at the more shallow end, we have, like, our honey consistency fillers, like Bellotero, mm-hmm. that we recommend for the under eyes because it's a nicer filler. Or we also have, like, Restylane Silk that is really good for our older ladies who have, like, those barcodes above their lips. Mm-hmm.
we can circle around back and talk about the Botox combination silk, because I really like how that looks for, like, our older ladies who think, like, oh, this is ridiculous. I don't want to get my lips done, and they think that they're going to come out looking like, I don't know, Angelina Jolie or something. And it's just not the case. It just, you know, fixes them so it looks just right. But then we have our middle fillers where they're like yogurt and pudding consistency, and that's a soft, more voluptuous kind of filler.
That's a great analogy. So I think, Val, that's a really easy way to understand, like, how much people ask what filler, what syringe is best for them. And yes, if you want something more pouty and more protuberant sort of, I like to use the Juvederm products for that. They absorb a bit of water. They look kind of pouty. They have a really nice fullness to them. And then Restylane is some of our really defining filler. So oftentimes I'll use Restylane if Juvederm hasn't worked well for you, or if I want extra lift and support. Like, you have a really thin upper lip, mm-hmm. we will often use Restylane products like Restylane Lift or even a Voluma.
Yeah, that, cause that and that where I, that's the one where I would be like, oh, that's more like a Jell-O where it's a bigger volumizer and yes. it holds more form. So I like to use that because people understand that, like,
that's
oh,
right.
food is good. That's like when a doctor comes in and be like, oh, you have a, you know, 8 millimeter, what is that? I don't know what size that is. Is it a grape? Is it grapefruit? Is it a watermelon? Like, what am I working with here?
That's so. What's nice about having a great nurse, because I can explain things very technically and, like, you know, anatomically and, like, the scientific way, and then Val can come in and make it all crystal clear. Clear as pudding.
Clear as pudding?
So those are some good tips for your lips. And Botox Lip Flip, that's another one of our secrets.
Yeah.
Yes.
So people who have, thinner lips at the top, like when they smile... And we actually had somebody in the office who did that recently. We had injected Botox on the top part of her lip, and it just causes it to flare out a little bit. And I usually recommend that to patients who are not 100% sold on getting their lips done. They want their lips to look a little bit more fuller. It gives a nice eversion, so it gives the illusion that their lips are fuller without going with the one-year commitment with putting filler in their lips. And usually they come back, like, 9 times out of 10 they come back and, like, I like that, let's do that and the filler. So mm-hmm. it ends up looking really good for them.
It's an awesome technique, and one of our other interns did that recently in the office. And so if you want more pink showing in your upper lip or your lower lips, more eversion, it gives a millimeter of outer lip flare, just looks really pretty and pouty. And it works by relaxing that circular muscle around the mouth, the orbicularis muscle. So a couple little drops of Botox around the mouth make you pouty and give you a fuller lip, so you don't have those tight bands or lines around the mouth. And those of you who are still using straws, stop using straws.
It's so bad, but I cannot... Like, I use straws, and I know that.
Shame.
I know it's really
the
bad.
They're also bad for the environment.
Oh, my goodness. But I see, like, I don't know if anybody who's listening right now knows, like, the Waffle House, but that is, like, and I know everybody's like, oh, my God, that's terrible. Like, if you sit at the Waffle House and you watch how they're cleaning your, like, all your stuff.
The cups.
I get the cups. Like, me putting my lips on the cups, like, I won't do it. I can't. That's how you get
bum bump.
I had a
crazy friend like you. She had to clean her utensils with lemon wedges before she'd use them in a restaurant, and she'd wipe the edges of the glass with a lemon wedge. I thought, that's kind of a good idea. Yeah.
But it's just...
I say don't use straws. And I also think those Starbucks sippy cups are causing a little bit of an epidemic of us pursing our lips right around them and creating more lipstick lines. And speaking of epidemics, that takes us to our last topic of the neck. So I have these two youngsters here in front of me that are 17 and 18 and getting already tech neck, right? Tell us about your tech neck, Nani.
Well, I guess maybe it's because I always look down.
Can we define tech neck?
Okay.
Yes.
So what is this for people who don't understand?
Well, for the millennials here, we're always looking down at our phones because it's the age of social media. And so not only are we giving ourselves tech necks, but we're really building our double chin. But we're always kind of scrunching our neck. So the skin there is permanently forming lines that are really unflattering. And I think you tend to see it on older... Mine are pretty bad. You tend to see on older patients, I think.
Yeah.
But also, I was a competitive swimmer, and I never put on sunblock. And I put on my face sometimes, but I always neglected my neck.
Yeah.
And I think my neck is really suffering from that now.
I
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of an epidemic, and I think it's also going to contribute to cervical spinal problems because the angle that your neck has to hang at to look down at your phone for 4 hours a day to 6 hours a day, that's the average number of hours that teenagers and millennials use their phone. Crazy, isn't it? Yes. So these things are contributing to tech neck, and I have a couple nice treatments for that. So I love my neck cream, which has tightening ceramides and peptides. It honestly really improves the texture of a crinkly neck. It has niacinamide, which supports healthy collagen production, and then it's an amazing cream. Like, I had my mom try it first to be sure that the formula was great, and she loves it, and she used it twice daily, and her neck is tightened incredibly. So start with a good neck cream. Number two, think about Botox for those vertical bands. They're called platysmal bands. So if you tense up your neck, everybody pretend like you're a guy shaving your neck, and you see these bands coming up and down your neck, or like if you're lifting real heavy weights and these bands pop up.
I'm a little kid.
Then it's possible to Botox those bands, so you get nice smoothening of those bands. If you got the horizontal lines, like the lines across the creases where you're bending, that can be treated with filler. And there's a couple new fillers now, Radius and Sculpture, that can be used in dilute doses to be feathered all throughout the neck to build a layer of padding so that you don't have texture changes there. So those are some of the new tips and tricks and trends for your neck. And if you read our blog post this week, we have a great article all about the neck in honor of February for Valentine's, for you teenagers that are necking out there. Ha ha ha. I'm all looking at Omar.
It's not our lingo.
It's not our lingo.
What's the current lingo for necking?
What is necking?
It's like,
oh my Jesus.
It's Netflix and chill, isn't it? Isn't that the new necking?
No, are we out of that too?
What is necking?
What is necking, really? Is that like a 1950s term?
I think so.
Wait, do you know what necking is?
There's like different interpretations.
Okay, I want to hear your interpretation.
No.
Oh my God. Yeah.
He's like, we're big girls. Like both my moms are here now.
We're big girls. We can handle. We won't tell your girlfriend.
I won't
that you
tell
don't
your
know
mom.
What necking is.
You know, I gotta say, I'm a little worried she's gonna listen to this. Nadi, what do you think necking is?
Honestly, I have no, I don't even have a clue, because you seem like you have somewhat of an idea, but I've never heard that in my entire life.
The term necking?
So, really? Necking,
so the term, it is an
neck.
Older, oh, what?
Like slapping someone.
Oh, like necking. Yeah. Like that's a neck?
That's what guys do to each other. They neck each other?
Like when you say something stupid, someone says that's a neck, and they.
Oh, no, I never.
We're out of date, Val.
Well, you know, I was in the military. We used to just good game each other. And or
what's
open
good game,
you know, like when you're on the field, the football field,
yeah,
and then you're like, hey, good game, like that was a great evolution, nobody got hurt, that was awesome. I'm not condoning, the military does not condone those kind of treatments. but you know, like the camaraderie on the ship was a lot different.
Okay, I want you to go home and study about necking.
Okay.
It's like when you go park your car, you sit in your convertible looking out at the beautiful city lights in LA, and you hug your girlfriend, and then there's some little nice kissing up and down the neck. That's necking. Did we not watch Happy Days ever?
What?
I vaguely remember Happy Days.
Vaguely. Did we ever read Nancy Drew?
Yeah,
okay, didn't they go park at the somewhere out lookout point and have some necking in the car?
Did you ever see the movie Riding in Cars with Boys?
Riding in Cars with Boys? No.
I think that was
Do teenagers not go like hang out and kiss in the car anymore?
Personally, I mean, no.
I'm single, so I don't know.
It's like, wait a minute. Where can I find my kids at right now?
Wow, this is like culture shock to me.
No, yeah, now I think we just do Netflix and chill.
Which is
we don't
like hang
go
on
out.
The sofa and make out.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Got it. All right, well.
Okay, so I wasn't that off.
I'm going to have to change my blog post to Netflix and chill. Netflix. Netflix.
Netflix and chill, that works.
Very interesting. So, yeah, in honor of February necking, we want you guys to take good care of your necks. And that starts with good posture, number one. Try to hold your phone up at eye level. Number two. Number three, when you see those little neck changes, use a really great neck cream for texture improvement. And get a girlfriend or boyfriend to practice some Netflix and chill. Netflix. And that's it. I think that wraps it up for episode two of Beauty Bites with Dr. K and Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon and my great cast of characters at The Office. Thanks so much for joining in, Nurse Val.
Bye.
See you next time.
Thanks for having me, Dr. K.
Anytime, Omar.
I want you to go look up necking, Omar.
And Nani.
Thanks for having me.
Nani's going off to Tokyo soon. We're going to miss you. But everybody, in a couple weeks, she's leaving us. But everybody have a great Valentine's Day. And if you don't have good gifts for your loved one, don't forget our lip plump on the website. Follow us at Beauty by Dr. K on Instagram. We hope you watch our YouTube channel and see some of Omar's amazing YouTube video editing. And that's at
Beauty by Dr. K.
There you go, on YouTube. And tune into our next podcast. We're going to try to do Tuesday tips every Tuesday. Tuesday tips. So tune in again. Thanks. Bye.